Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Now, today is part three of what has become a great three-part interview with David Lee Martin. After spending over 20 years in pastoring and church planting, about 7 years ago or so, he and his wife started a Christian publishing company called PureRead.com. And in just 7 years' time, he has generated over a seven-figure income just in Amazon royalties, simply by writing and publishing short story Christian books. Amen? And he's been sharing with us how you can do it too. Praise God. In fact, as we begin this third part of our interview, David is sharing some tips on how you can get that book that is inside of you out for others to be blessed by as well. Amen. Now, in addition to helping Christian authors, artists, and entrepreneurs to share their knowledge and experiences with the world through books, David has also just published a brand new book titled God's Call to Christian Creativity and Entrepreneurship. Now, if you missed any of the prior two episodes, you just need to go back and catch up. David was giving nugget after nugget of godly wisdom concerning how you can become a published author as well. Amen. Okay. Let's jump back into the conclusion of this fascinating interview now with David Lee Martin. You know, some people, they have a book inside of them, but they don't know how to get it out. How do you recommend someone proceed in that aspect, especially if they don't know how to write a book?
Yeah. I mean, my biggest wins have not come through some kind of zap from the ether, you know, like, sat there waiting, hey, God, make me write a book. God's not going to make us do anything, but he will put his hand on ours if we begin to actually put it to use. And I found that the biggest key to actually bringing any project to fruition, whether it's a book or some other creative kind of endeavor, is it's the daily habits that lead to the biggest wins. And say, if you've got a book inside of you, don't wait until you feel you are ready to write the book or you know every part of that book. You've already in your mind written the end before you've even started Once Upon a Time. You know, the happy ever after will inevitably come, but you don't start with that. You start with in the beginning, Once Upon a Time. Or whatever else, however that first line starts. And that being willing to sit down and close your ears to all of the voices that say, this is such a small thing. This is not even worth, who would ever listen to you? Who would ever want to read what you write, etc.? You've got to just close all of those out and just begin putting your fingers to the keyboard. Or your pen to the paper. And I found like it's surprising. I think I worked out if you write just 500 words a day and you keep up that process for a whole year, by the end of the year, you've written like over 182,500 words.
Wow.
Well, if you kind of do like I do and love short books, that's 18 books.
Wow. Amen. Yeah.
That's 10,000 word books.
Amen.
And so the 500 words a day is achievable for anyone. And as well, like any process, like any skill, you learn by exercising that skill. You're not going to become a great writer by reading books about being a great writer. You're going to become and all of that can be helpful. All of that has value. You're going to become a great writer by, and like I'm sure your listeners can fill in the blank there.
Amen.
By actually writing.
Well, you know, I just want to emphasize something that you said about, you know, you can't write the end of the book without starting at the beginning. As you said that, I just thought about what's in my Bible. I'm going to hold the camera. For those on the podcast, I'm holding up the Bible that says at the end, the end.
Yeah.
The Bible, right? And as we said before, in the beginning, it says, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just like you said right there, God used the same outline you use. Or I should say, you use the same outline God used. You
know? Yeah, I think that's the right way around, definitely.
And he knew the end from the beginning, right?
Yeah. I mean, on a practical note, for nonfiction, the way I work with nonfiction is I tend to begin with the big idea. That's like the cornerstone of the book. Everything else of the book has to relate to that big idea. I don't want to go off on like 100 rabbit trails. I want to keep something really focused, really concentrated in on delivering that core idea or that core message. Mm-hmm. And then building on top of that, I tend to begin by then just thinking of chapter headings. And so like I begin with that foundation stone, the big idea, and then I'll just think, okay, what would the constellation of ideas that kind of I can speak about concerning this be? And they would just become my chapter headings. And then once you've got the chapter headings that relate to that big idea and kind of, I see it very much like a book, like a diamond with different facets. Mm-hmm. It's all one thing. And that's why you don't need to write a book about the big book about everything. Just write a small book about something.
Amen. Amen.
And it's like a diamond because it's complete in itself, but there are different facets to that diamond. And I see like each chapter of the book being a different facet that helps people view and internalize the message that you want to share with them. And so every chapter doesn't have to be long, long, long. It just needs to be as long as it needs to be to drive that particular point home and highlight that particular facet. So I write a lot on prayer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in writing about prayer, I'll come at that subject. I won't just go prayer in that. That's the big, big header. But under that header, there can be like personal prayer, you know, corporate prayer, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of supplication, praying in tongues, praying with the understanding, confession and proclamation, et cetera, et cetera. All of those are facets of this big thing. I would take each one of those and say that is a diamond in itself. That can become a book in itself. And then I'll take that, say, the prayer of agreement or the prayer of supplication, and I'll begin in my heart to just ponder, what are the facets of this particular kind of prayer? How can we highlight the beauty of this mode and manner of fellowship and participation with God that will best help people internalize the power of just this one kind of prayer? And so those facets, I guess, become my chapter headings.
Amen.
And then once you've got the chapter headings, it's really just a matter of kind of knocking those chapters out one by one. Amen. 300-500 words a day over the course of 10, 20 days, you've got a book.
Amen. Amen. Now, you alluded to before that some of your books, you just come up with the idea and the outline and then someone else writes it. Do you recommend using ghostwriters as something that will help potential authors get started?
I think it's a great way to get started. Particularly if you feel ill-equipped to write the book yourself. I use a website called Upwork.com. And on Upwork, you can basically kind of put a job up there requesting, you know, a writer for a particular project, and people will pitch for the work. You don't pay anything until you actually choose to hire someone. And then even when you hire them, the money goes into something called escrow. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't actually leave your account, if you like, until you release it upon kind of satisfactory delivery of what you've commissioned.
Okay.
And that has worked so well for me in a number of different ways. I've done, like I said, I've at times done recipe books. I'm not really even a cook. I just had an idea for, you know, I saw an opportunity there. I do numerous different fiction books. I know that there are better writers than I am for that kind of book. So I'm able to deliver a better product.
Okay.
In that way than if I even tried to write it myself. Mm. And now the way that someone might want to get started would be to think through the book, outline the book in some way. It's not just kind of throwing it out there. All right, write me a book about prayer, or write me a book about this or that. Mm-hmm. If I were writing a book that I really felt God had put on my heart, but didn't feel confident or equipped to write it myself, I would outline it, or I would record myself talking about it. You know, and I would just make a recording myself. Okay, in chapter one, I want to cover these points. And then you can literally send that MP3 or that file or that document that you've kind of bullet pointed things out on to a kind of more accomplished writer on somewhere like Upwork, and have them basically put flesh on the bones that you provided them. And my favorite way to work in that is to work in a hybrid kind of sense, in which I'll have the idea, I'll outline it to the best degree I'm able to, I'll commission someone to kind of fill that out into a first draft, and then I will then take that first draft and kind of shape it with my own voice, add my own ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So kind of that final version still resonates from my own kind of voice and my own heart.
I mean, is that an expensive option for most new writers? I mean, they don't have the seven-figure income like we talked about when they just
started. I started back in the day. I was paying $100 for 10,000 words.
Okay. Amen. That's not too bad.
Which is not a great deal. I mean, I pay more than that now to many of my writers because they've been with me for a long time. Some of my writers work virtually full time for me now.
Oh, wow.
But yes, it doesn't need to be expensive.
Amen. Amen. So what steps would you recommend for our listeners to take to sift through and find a qualified writer?
But once you're on Upwork and you put a job up, now sometimes you'll get a lot of people kind of pitching for the work. Sometimes you just find crickets. You know, there might just be one or two. You are not kind of duty bound to hire someone just because you posted a job there, which is helpful to know. You know, you're not entering into any kind of contract just by putting a job on there. Once you get people pitching for the work, I always, always, always in the job description ask for examples of their work. And I ask for examples of the work relating to the subject that I want them to write about. Okay. So I can, and then basically you can go in and you can, they'll generally have some kind of cover letter that they give to you, and also examples of what they've written previously. And from those examples, generally what I'll do is I will say, okay, I'm really interested in kind of exploring a working relationship further. How about, you know, we do 2,000 words? Because in Upwork, you can set milestones. So if you've, say you've put, you know, $100, $200, on the table, saying, you know, I'm willing to pay like $200 for this 20,000 word book or this 15,000 word book. You can actually break that into milestones. So instead of having to just put the whole amount out there and then end up with 20,000 words that really don't hit the mark for you, what I'll generally do working with a new writer is just say, look, let's do the first 2,000 words. So there's enough to get a sense of whether they get where you're coming from and whether you kind of enjoy the way that they write, and just set a milestone for $20 or $25. Okay. Have them deliver that first 2,000 words and like honorably pay them for those 2,000 words, of course. But then you can then choose, okay, am I going to set other milestones or commission them to just do the complete this job for the rest of the money? Or do we just kind of shake hands and part ways at this point? So there are a number of avenues through which you can determine whether you want to work with a particular writer without you kind of having to take out a second mortgage on your house to do so. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to be fearful in that respect. It might just cost you $20 to figure out whether you want to work with someone or not, which I think is reachable for most of us.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's, as we get ready to wrap up, tell us about PureRead.com. Tell us about your publishing company.
Okay. PureRead.com that's my fiction publishing company. Okay. So basically I publish into a number of different Christian genres or genres where I write or where I work with writers to provide books for specific niche markets or genre markets, subgenre markets. So I do like cozy mysteries, think Miss Marple and Agatha Christie type stuff. Mm-hmm. I do historical romance, particularly Western. It's not very popular here in the UK, but I know in the US there, they love Amish romance, the Amish romance books. But so we do some of that because you can bring like really strong faith kind of themes and messages into those. Some contemporary things like that. And so that's really my fiction side of things.
Okay.
And I started really, right? I mean, like anything, I started really small and real nervous, you know, putting out those first few kind of 10,000 word romantic fiction books was like, my knees were knocking, you know. I paid someone to write this. And quite honestly, Robert, at that time, paying someone $100 to do 10,000 word book for me was a lot of money at the time.
A step of faith.
Yeah, it was a step of faith. It really was, you know. Oh, so I've got that fiction side of things. And then the nonfiction, I tend to do more through the Christian Creative Academy or just directly to Amazon myself.
Do you receive unsolicited manuscripts, or how does that work if someone wanted to get more information on using your publishing company?
Well, I mean, it's very much the way I'm working is very just a self-publishing model. Mm. So I work directly with writers, and I do this because I want to keep things simple from my side of things. Mm-hmm. So I've had a number of writers reach out to me and say, "Oh, I've got this book. Will you publish it?" But I just don't have the kind of mind that wants to mess around with like royalty checks and things every month. So I hire writers outright.
Okay.
Pay writers outright. Very much as if I got a tradesman into my home and said, you know, come fix my shelf. Mm-hmm. You know, they fix the shelf, I pay them. It doesn't mean that they can come back and put their ornaments on the shelf the following week. So how I work with my writers. It's like, write the book, I pay you the money. Yeah, and then it's my book.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just keeps it simple that way, you know.
There you go. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. This is all so fascinating. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, have a question, how can they get in touch with you?
If they go to my website, davidleemartin.com, that would probably be the best avenue because there's a contact on there. I also have a weekly newsletter that I've started putting out called Faithful Creative. Where I just share kind of encouragement like we've been sharing here today, just to kind of spur Christian artists, authors, early stage entrepreneurs to just oil their creative wheels and take action on their ideas, really. And so you'll be able to find that there as well. davidleemartin.com.
All right. And the Christian Creative book, how do they obtain a copy of that? Take it, it's on Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. If you just go to faithfulcreativebook.com, mm-hmm. They'll be able to pick up a copy there. It's not published on Amazon as yet. It's just solely available just on that side. But it comes with a bunch of kind of webinars and videos and a couple of extra books, one about how to research, write, and publish a Christian book. Funnily enough, much of what we've been talking today goes in depth in how I research categories, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some nice kind of bonus books in there as well for people who are interested.
Yeah, I know a lot of your other works are on Amazon as well, though, correct?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amazon is really the platform that I largely work from. Amen. You know, when it comes to publishing, I mean, if you want a book, where do you go?
Right.
It doesn't matter where you are on the planet, you end up on Amazon, don't
somehow,
you? So I tend to work. Well, one of the things with Amazon is they've got something called Kindle Unlimited. Mm-hmm. Just to make people aware of this, if you choose to keep the digital version of your book exclusive to Amazon, so this is their like war with Apple and everyone else, you know, at play. But if you keep it, if you keep the digital version, doesn't include the print version necessarily, just the digital version exclusive to Amazon, you can enroll it for a 90 days rolling enrollment in something called Kindle Unlimited. And that way, anyone who subscribes to the Kindle Unlimited program can download the book for free. I mean, they're paying a subscription to Amazon. They can download the book for free. And then if they download your book and read, you get paid like a tiny, tiny, tiny amount for every page that they read.
Wow. Okay.
So like 0.0, it generally sits around 0.004 cents per page.
004, okay.
But I mean,
pages, or 100 pages is 40 cents or something.
Yeah, it's a tiny amount, but it's particularly in the fiction. I think nonfiction readers tend to come to resolve a question or to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Nonfiction book readers tend to be more like, let me pay my $2, $3, $5, or $10, give me the answer. And, you know, whereas with fiction readers, they want the next book before they've even finished the one they're presently reading. You know, and this is the beauty of fiction. And so many of my fiction books make like a good 80, 90% of their income from those tiny 0.004 cent page reads, to the tune of like, we've had millions and millions of page reads.
Praise the Lord.
So because of that, particularly with the fiction, I stay exclusive to Amazon just because I'm I hugely benefit from those kind of subscription readers.
Yeah, amen. Well, folks, there you have it. I mean, David Lee Martin has basically thrown down the gauntlet. I mean, he's challenging you to release the Christian creative part of you that you've been holding back. Release that part to start sharing with the world messages that the Lord has put on the inside of you. I mean, your story, your experiences, and all that, they need to get out. You have something inside of you that will be a blessing to someone somewhere. Amen. As you go down in the show notes, get in touch with David today. And while you're thinking about it, and just a short email will get the ball rolling and blessing the world what's already bottled up inside of you. Don't let the devil try and talk you out of it. Amen. Go down in the show notes, get in touch with David today, and be sure to click the link to order his latest book, God's Call to Christian Creativity and Entrepreneurship, today. David, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join with us today. I do appreciate it.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It really has. Thank you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For David Lee Martin and myself, this is Pastor Bob Romani. Be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this.
your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.